Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning ACOG from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is
Yes,
recorded for
ma'am.
quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
It was me.
How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Sakina Mack, and I filed for unemployment. I thought that I filed for unemployment on the behalf of Dollar General because they just let me go. They didn't give me a return date. And then I had got a letter saying that I'm gonna get, then I'm gonna have $90 a week. But I don't know if it's for Dollar General or Jay's. Could we clarify that first before I go further?
You said because what?
I need to clarify who am I getting unemployment with. Is it Dollar General or Jay's?
I don't think it's going to show, but it's going to be the last employer. When you filed your
Okay.
claim, which employer did you say?
I stayed at Dollar General because they just let me go. That's how I had reopened it.
Okay, and
And
when they said you had to reopen your claim?
yeah, like
Okay,
at one
so.
point, the very first, I did it three times. The first time, Jack's, it was with Jack's. But then I had said that they had called me back to come to work. And then I was working for Dollar General. And then time went on from the first one. So I redid one and it was for Dollar General. That's when they was like, they sent me a request of documents that I needed to prove. It's like a questionnaire. And then they gave me, I guess it's for Dollar General, but I need to add Jack's onto it since Jack's isn't, if that's not for Jack's, I need to add Jack's onto it because I get under 10 hours every week, and it's been 2 weeks since I was told to come to work,
Okay.
and she just prolonging this and stuff, so I think it's time to file.
Okay, so we can only list one employer, which would be your last employer. So when you called in and did your Jack's unemployment claim, right?
That was the
So,
first time.
right. So, and then when you call back to file another one, you had to reopen the claim, right?
Right.
So when you reopened the claim and they asked you, have you worked since the last time you filed an unemployment claim? What did you say?
No.
Okay, so therefore it was still on the Jack's claim. You should have said yes so that they could have changed it to Dollar General because when you say no, it automatically keeps the same employer on the claim.
So when I file for this Friday, well, it'll be next Sunday. Would it be, do I need to say yes or
Oh, so you're referring to a weekly certification?
mean, I want to add Dollar General on there because I was getting paid more than $90.
We can only list one employer at a like we can only list one employee, which would be your last one. And then you're still working at Jack's, right?
I mean, yeah,
Okay, so
but no,
what you can
I
do
don't
is,
know.
okay, when you call in your weekly certifications, each week that you call in, if you work that week, just list your wages. And if your wages is over the benefits amount, you're going to get disqualified for that week, meaning you won't receive benefits for that week. And then if you don't list your wages, you could either get, disqualified or denied. And then if, because, they kind of can know when you're employed. And then if you don't list the wages, you can also get overpaid and then you'll have to owe it back. So you just make sure that when you're doing your weekly certification, you are listing the wages that you're working if you are working. Just
Okay.
list the time frame that you're working in.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been listening to every check and stuff like that. I just did the last one, and like if I did it like for the 18th or whatever, I'm not gonna have any wages.
Okay,
And
so Yeah, so when you call in on the 18th and ask have you made wages for the week, you're just going to, you know, say no. So every week that you do work, you list it, and then the weeks that you don't work, you just don't list it.
Okay, so how do I take Jax off and put Dollar General in?
You can't. You have to, well, wait, let me send some information over to see what a supervisor says. So you filed your claim with Jax, right? You never got the chance to file with Dollar General?
I don't know who I would be getting $90 from. I don't know who.
How long did you work at Dollar General?
Probably, I want to say like two months, maybe.
And how long did you work at Jax?
I've been working at Jax since March.
May I have your social security number?
420-470-198.
And what is your first and last name?
Pekina Mack.
Your date of birth?
August 18, 1997.
Your mother's maiden name?
Mack.
And your driver's license number?
953-9092.
Okay. Okay, so it say you filed under Dollar General, but your last employee was Jax.
Technically, my last employer is Dollar General. It's not Jax, because I didn't think that they would file up under. I filed up under Dollar General. I didn't file up under Jax. And it took like, it was like the first time I had filed. I remember it went like 2 or 3 months. And they were saying that, you know, I got denied and everything the first time with Jax. That's why I went in there and did it for Dollar General.
Okay, so give me just a moment. I'm going to put you on a brief hold for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. So the issue is that you want to know where is the $90 coming from, right?
Right.
Okay.
Because they said I was supposed to be like 90, and I'm looking like, but I was going to pay like 2-something, 30-something, at least 180 is probably the lowest.
It may be because you are still working, but I'm going to figure out for you. Give me just a moment.
Girl, don't tell me it's because I'm still working. I don't really want to work with Jake. It's a little stressful. Yeah.
Okay, so the $90 is coming from Dollar General because it says that that is in your notes. It says that's who you filed with. So the reason could be the fact that you are still employed, and it also could
because I ain't gonna be employed no more.
And it also could be that the time frame that you worked there.
Oh,
as well.
Why are you excited?
But to get more information on that, you will have to call and contact the inquiry department.
Yeah, I'm gonna call them the day after 5. I was just trying to see like where things were with it, because I was making sure that it wasn't Jack's. But if I could have added both of them on, for one, I wanted to see could I add both of them together. Then, I mean,
yeah. So no, you can't. You can't do two employees. We can only do one.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. As long as that is under Dollar General and it's straight. I'm just gonna let Dollar General. I'm gonna let Jax go and just be looking for jobs, because I already called some people or whatever, and I was just gonna do it for Sunday, but I did do it for this week. It just came and it didn't give me no note saying that I need to call the inquiry line.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that I do get benefits this week, because I looked for 3 jobs. I put them on there. I sent my ID and my birth certificate. I just found my social. How about I found my social before? I mean, right after I did it. But hopefully, does it say that I will receive benefits this week? Or you know whether or not?
So it shows us your benefits amount, your weekly amount, but it doesn't show if you're going to receive payments for this week.
Okay, could is there a way that you could change my direct deposit?
What would you be changing it to?
I was just trying to see before I do change it, is there a way that you could let me know my last 4 or let me tell you my last 4 and see is it right?
So we can, restate your banking information because, you know, security or whatever. But it shows that you have direct deposit, but it's not going to show me, and it's not even going to show me, you know, what direct deposit you have. It's
you
just going to.
Do it.
What's the name of the bank? I have to make sure that we accept it.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I think it's Troy Financial Group.
Troy Financial Group?
Yeah.
Is that an online banking or they have an actual branch? So we don't accept any online banking. The bank have to have an actual branch, like a place that you can go into.
I don't know. Yeah, I was just going to say, what it is that they was under Alabama. I think I do accept it. I don't know.
What's the name of it?
Try to see how you pull it. Okay. It is Choice Financial Group member FDIC.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think that's a real bank. Like, where did you get that?
I mean, I did it online, but I used to get my unemployment from unemployment to this direct deposit. So I can get my first into the direct deposit, like added. You know how they was saying your direct deposit over type of thing? It looked like mine's already been sent over there. Labor unemployment.
So if you were already getting your benefits there, it should still be the same if you chose the same thing.
Okay, let's hope. Is there a way to put in my information?
Ma'am?
Do you want to put it in, like, we were changing it?
I really need to figure out if that's a... Well, it's going to tell me anyway, so... Would that be a checking or a savings account?
It'll be a checking account.
Okay, what's the routing number?
The routing number is 0913029 66. Yeah.
And what's the account number?
The account number is
304-133-435-202. Okay, so it took that.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am, that'll be all.
Okay, thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.